Elishu Chelek Beis Tav Chaf Hei, the 15th chapter, Malchu Yois. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, Imru Lefanai Malchu Yois B'Rosh Hashanah Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Hashem says, say before me, Pesukim of Malchu Yois on Rosh Hashanah, and thereby coronate me. Rosh Hashanah Yom B'Riyas Adam, it's a day that commemorates the creation of man. Be'oyiso Yom Nihiyah Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Al Olamo. It's that day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the king of his world, before he's the creator. Hare ein melech b'lui am, k'de ami inshi, as people say, there's no king without a nation. He has to rule over subjects. Ki rak asher bnei adam ba'alei da'as, mamlichim aleihem melech. It's only when people have da'as, when they enthrone someone upon them, az hu nikra melech, then he's called a melech. Vayom ha-shishi shel yemei bereshis nivra ha-adam, it's on the sixth day of yemei bereshis that man was created, v'lachen ha-shir shel yom ha-shishi hu Hashem molach gi'us lavesh. And that's why the song of the sixth day is Hashem Molach, like we said. He becomes truly the king when there are human beings to acknowledge him as king. Today we have no tangible illustration of Moira Malchus, of being in awe of royalty, and the power of royalty. Ki kimat batla ha-melucha bo'ilam. It's almost a bygone notion. It's something that's more relevant to paparazzi than the man in the street. Mitzvah satira seim tosim alecha melech. The mitzvah in the Torah is seim tosim alecha melech, and this repetition of the verb Chazal darshan is shetehe eimaso alecha. His awe should be upon you. Kiddushin daf lamed beis. Ve'ein lanu oid melech. We don't have a king. It's worthwhile to spend some time here on the concept of royalty and its extinction. Garsina Bivachois Dafnut Ches, the Gemara there says, Omar Bi Yochanan, Le'ilam Yishtadel Adam Larutz Dikas Malchei Yisrael. A person should run towards Jewish royalty, Ve'lo Likas Malchei Yisrael Levad, Elafil Likas Malchei Yom Yisraelam, and even towards Malchei Yom Yisraelam, to make an effort to see them. She'im Yizkeh, Yavchin b'malchei Yisrael u'malchei Yom Yisraelam. He may be able to distinguish between them, to discern. And then an interesting anecdote. Rav Sheshes Saginahir Hava. Rav Sheshes was blind. Havu ka'azlei kule alma lekabulei apei malka. Once the entire village, the entire town, was going to see the king. The king was passing by. Vekam azal bahadai Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes went with them. Ashkeche ha'u tzeduki. A certain tzeduki met him on the way. Omale chatzve lenahara kegane laya. Rashi explains, Hakadim hashlimim morchim lanahar lishev mayim. The full containers, the full earthenware containers, are taken to the river to draw water because they're useful. Hashvurim leichan, but the ones that are broken, like we would say, a bottle with a leak, where are they going? Atashat asuma leichan tedach, you're blind, where are you going? Omale tachaze deyedan atfei mimech. Rav Sheshes replied, come and see, I'm no better than you. Chalav gunda kamaisa, the first platoon of soldiers came past. Ki ka'avsha, they made a noise, there's marching, perhaps bugles or whatever. Ka'asher ashu, omale yitzduki, asim malka, the tzduki apparently was standing next to Rav Sheshes, said, the king is coming, the king is coming. Omale Rav Sheshes, lo yika'asi. Rav Sheshes says, no, he's not coming. Chalav gunda tinyana, the second platoon came past. Ki ka'avsha, omale yitzduki, ka'asim malka. The same thing, they made a noise and the tzduki was excited, the king is around the corner. Omale Rav Sheshes, lo yika'asi malka. No, he's not. Chalav gunda telisai, the third platoon came past. Ki kashaska, then there was silence after the third platoon. Omale Rav Sheshes, vadai hashta asim malka. She said, now, certainly the king will come. Omale hu tzduki menalacha. The tzduki said, how do you know such a thing? That's the principle. Royalty here on earth is like royalty above. It's modeled on royalty above in the heavens. Dirsiv, Hashem says to Eliyahu Novi, this is the apotheosis of the life of Eliyahu, when he has a similar experience to what Moshe had when Hashem revealed himself to him. Hashem says to him, Tzev omadata bahar lifnei Hashem, go and stand on the mountain before Hashem. V'nei Hashem oiver, Hashem will pass. V'ruach gedeila, there will be a tremendous wind. Mefarek harim umshaber slaim lifnei Hashem. Such a powerful wind that it just smashes rocks and boulders. Lo'i baruach Hashem. Hashem is not in that wind. V'achar ruach rash, then an earthquake. Loi barash Hashem. Hashem is not in the earthquake. V'acharash eish. Then there'll be fire. Loi barash Hashem. V'achar eish kol demama daka. After the fire, the sound of silence. And that's Rav Sheshes knew. Because our royalty is like something like royalty above, so just like Hashem appears in the silence after all the noise, so too over here. Says the author, HaKoel bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chavodeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. This is a pasuk, of course. Kasher bara malchus de'arakin malchus de'rekia. When he created royalty here below, as royalty is above, gamzeh l'chavodeh bara. That's also done for his kavod. Uma kavodeh bazeh ha so. Hevei Omer, the answer is, sh'yeh kan ba'olam tzior muchashi shel malchus. Hashem wanted that here in our world, there should be a tangible illustration of what royalty is, what kingship is. Then we might have some slight inkling, some inkling of awe, of respect for the king. So it's given to us as a tool to understand, to have some relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. With that introduction, throughout most of human history, certainly in the ancient world, kings had absolute power. Bazman HaChadash, coming closer to the modern era, nations refused any longer to give the kings absolute power. They enacted a process, of course this took centuries, but in such a way that the king should be bound by the laws, Magna Carta and onwards. This, of course, limited the king's power, his influence. But the honor of royalty was still not impinged, was not undermined in this constitutional monarchy model. There was still the king. But the kufa achreina, in really recent times, batala melucha kim'at kalil. Royalty is almost an extinct species. It's only in a few countries that there's still a king. Instead, it's been replaced by, well, at least in the Western world, a democratic system, a republic with parliaments, etc. Sham ha'am shalet, there, supposedly, the nation rules. It's more correct to say that the party rules. Eimas malchus einon, we have no concept anymore of any awe for the king. The president has a merely representative role. Even in a country where the president has a wide variety of powers, like in the United States, he still depends on the will of the nation. In order to be voted in, he needs to flatter all parts of the population and lobbies and special interest groups. Even when he's in power, he can't really lead. He's constantly bound by polls and what people think in order to ensure his re-election. How can we understand this process of the gradual removal of royalty from the perspective of Hashgacha? If the whole existence of royalty, as we said on the previous page, is to give us tangible means of sensing kavod and awe for the kingship, in order to make it easier for us to accept the malchus of Hashem, so why did the Hashgacha allow royalty on earth here to gradually become a lost notion? It's a consequence of people distancing themselves from emuna. This is the way Hashgacha works in general. If people are close to emuna, then the Hashgacha will respond in kind. If people are close to Muna, Hashgacha will provide some illustration of what Hashem is like through establishing royalty here on earth. But the more people distance themselves from the Creator, There's no longer any meaning, any significance to these illustrations. And melucha becomes gradually less and less relevant. In our context, a multi-party democracy is inferior vis-a-vis royalty. In brackets, an important comment. We're talking about all things being equal. If all things are equal, then it's better to have a king than a constitution, than a democracy. Of course, in reality, there can be a terrible king, and most kings have been terrible. And there could be a democracy that works and is decent. We're not talking about that. We're saying all things being equal, it would be better for us to have a king because he gives us a representation of Hashem's kingship. Things have reached such a stage. We have no longer any illustration of real royalty, power. It's like we said before, it's just material for the tabloids. That's what royalty has become today. Simanu, so this is a sign that we are distant from the king of the world. Something novel came about in the Second World War, a novel form of government. It's called Memshala Goila, and government in exile. Hayu medinois shatzerir kovash. There were countries that were conquered. Aval malchein ispiku lavo leAnglia, but the king or the government at least managed to escape, often to England. V'sham hikimu es memshaltam, and there they established their government. Lich oira melech baloi am. You could seemingly, it seems like a government without a nation, a king without a people. V'lo yikachaya. It wasn't quite so. The government in exile was nonetheless a real government. The nation, even though it was subdued and conquered, but did not give up. Knew that the king or the government is around, although distant. That's on the part of the nation. The government in exile found ways to communicate with the people, often through radio, and to direct opposition to the conqueror, and guerrilla warfare against the hated conqueror. The nation was continuously awaiting the day when the king will return. Ledarkeinu, based on our approach above, this phenomenon is a new illustration that was brought about by the Hashgacha, Supreme Hashgacha. This is a perfect illustration of the Shechinah in exile. The entire world is conquered by the enemy. The king is not openly ruling over his subject. Hashechina begalus haynu b'ester panim. The Shechinah is in exile. We find it difficult to see it. Aval gam Shechinta begalus hay memshala shel mamash. But even Shechinta begalus is a real government. He keshura lo ilama, connected to its world. U'mimekoyim sisrah hi b'chavenes es kol inenei olam. From its hiding place, it directs all the matters of the world. Ve'ha'am ha'ne'eman eileh einu nichna l'oyev. The nation that's faithful to the Shekhinah does not give up. It takes its orders only from the Shekhinah. It wages a guerrilla war against the enemy and looks forward every day to the fact that the Shekhinah will be revealed again in the world. That's the illustration. Who's this enemy, in our case, that's conquered the entire world and has caused the Shekhinah to be in Golus. Koyach hara, it's what we call Koyach hara, the power of evil, Memsheles Zadoin, kfi shu nika bisfilas hayamim hanoraim. In the Machzor, during Yamin Harim, we refer to it as Memsheles Zadoin. Hein, Koyach hara shelet b'olam. There's no question that this force rules, dominates the world, There's no corner that this force has not found a way to defile. Those things which are such a staple of this world. All of these things, no corner that remains pure. This is what we daven for throughout Rosh Hashanah, that this enemy be removed. Place your fear on all your deeds, your awe on everything you created. Because there's no iras elokim. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Kvar Bikesh, this is a pasuk in Tehilim Tes. Shisa Hashem Moralem, place fear upon the Hashem. Yeideu goyim einoi Shem Asel, let the nations know that they are human beings. Hatel Merusalem, place your dominion upon them. Sheyeideu goyim Shem Enoish, that the people should know that they are human beings. Velo Elohois, they are not supreme, they are not gods. Yos Gvor Asam Sheletes, that's as Rashi explains it. And then the Machzor continues. Kemoi Sheyedan Hashem Rekinu Sheshalton Lefonecha, dominion is yours. Ois Biyadecha, you have the power. Gvor Abi Minecha, Veshimcha Neira Al Kol Ma Shebaras. We know. HaKlal Yisrael Yodeh. We know. Aval Umois Enan Yodeis. The nations in general don't. VaKlal Yisrael Nimtza B'machteres Ba'olam HaKavush. The Klal Yisrael is like the underground in this conquered world. Uvchein Tein Kavod Hashem La'amecha. Give Kavod to your nation. Uvishchein Pe La'mechalim Lach. The ability to speak and to argue for those who hope to you. Kayom Ein Pishchon Pe La'nei Menei Hashem. Today, there's very little we can say. Rak Koil HaZadon V'Resha Nishma Bo'olam. It's the voice of evil that is heard in the world. Bechol mishorim, bechol kli atikshoros, in all media. Ve'anu mispalelim, we daven. Ve'oilasa tikpots pia, let evil shut its mouth. Bechol harish'a kulak yashantichlen, all evil to dissipate like smoke. Ki sa'avir memshele zadoin min ha'aretz, because you will remove this evil government from the land. Adkan.